Phoneboy Speaks, episode 484, Windows Phone 8.1 Initial Thoughts. Windows Phone 8.1 has been made available to developers and, well, anybody who claims to be a developer, honestly. And the process, so I went through it on my Lumia 520, and I've already signed up for the developer preview program. It doesn't cost anything. And honestly, I did it to get Windows Phone 8.0 GDR3 or whatever, the Lumia Black, or, well, maybe not quite that. But anyway, I've already gone through it. So I did the update this morning, and it actually updates the phone twice. There's like a pre-update that installs, and then it installs the full-blown 8.1. The process took a long time. I won't kid you. And so now, and when you do this update now, so there's actually two sets of updates. There's the core Windows 8.1 updates, and then there's updates that you may get from your operator, your handset maker and stuff. And so this only updates the core elements of Windows Phone 8.1. The other stuff's not going to come for a few months. And you might get little updates here and there, but this is basically what developers are working with to work on their stuff. And so, I've read about it, so I kind of knew what to expect. But so it does change a few settings that it actually prompts you when it says, oh, these things have changed. You may want to go take a look at them as far as settings. Of course, the notification center was like, oh my God, why didn't Windows Phone have this like 2 years ago? And that's pretty much like it is on iOS or Android. It also exposes things like turning on the Wi-Fi and the airplane mode and the general settings thing. So, I can make a few changes to my home screen, which is nice. Of course, the other thing it loaded is it loaded the podcasts app, which is something that's been rumored to have been included in the new 8.1. And quite honestly, the podcast app is not that great, but what they have added to the operating system is the ability to play audio at things other than normal speed. And so in the podcast app, when you're playing a podcast, you can actually decide, you can tell it to say, oh, I want to listen to it at, 1.5 speed or whatever, which personally, that's how I listen to podcasts, because I listen to so many of them that's the only way I can get through as many podcasts as I do. There's not quite the granularity that I've seen in some iOS apps, because for example, in iCatcher, I can specify to play back at 1.25x speed, which is just a little bit faster, and that usually works for me. In some the longer podcasts, I'll do 1.5, but every podcast has a different. I have a different place for it to go. Now, I also noticed that using the podcast playing when I'm playing it at more than normal speed, the slow Lumia 520 sort of kicks in, and so it becomes a little laggy at that point, and it seemed like it was a little bit unstable in that regard. So, they warn you, right? This is even though it's been released to developers, it's still kind of beta software, right? I mean, there's going to be things that are going to get fixed. There's going to be issues. And honestly, I'm not going to use it as a phone, because I don't, my normal SIM card is in an iPhone, and I'm sure I'll play with Cortana and that stuff, because Cortana appears to be there, but it's new shiny syndrome. It'll be interesting to see, I'll be playing with it over the days and weeks and months. It'll be interesting to see, what other developers take advantage of, because right now unless you're a tech douchebag, you're not playing with it, and you probably won't be playing with it for a long time. And in fact, you could be like my son's Lumia 521 and, not get it for like 6 to 9 months after the release, which is, it's funny because he just got the Lumia Black release. I mean, that's been out for a few months now. So, it'll be interesting to see how long it takes, the handset makers and stuff to push this out. Now, one thing I did get on my 520 that wasn't there before was something I complained about. So the Lumia 520 I have came from AT&T. Well, when this update got applied, DataSense got loaded. It wasn't there before, and that's actually really good. And I could have used it last week when I was in Tel Aviv because I'd got an Orange SIM, and they have, I think it's a 3 gig limit or something as part of the data plan I'd purchased, and so I wanted to monitor that and make sure I didn't go over it, and that would have been really useful last week, but I couldn't find it. So lo and behold, not there, but you know, when I needed it. But anyway, this is. I'll be playing with this, you know, just like every other tech douchebag that's got a Windows phone, over the coming days and weeks. And as I say, you can get it now if you want to. There's nothing wrong with it. It might have a few bugs, but maybe it'll fix a few bugs. There's a couple of bugs that have been persistent in Windows Phone 8, and then in many apps that I have having to do with lists and scrolling and stuff that I hope that they've eventually figured out. But anyway, this is what's coming up, and for Windows Phone, I don't know that it's going to completely catch things up. I mean, there's still the app gaps. Stuff to worry about, but anything that make the platform more usable and easier, and I'm all for. I'd like I definitely want to see a viable third ecosystem just to keep Google and Apple honest. But anyway, this is what I'm playing with, and I say it looks good so far, but I'm going to need some more time to play with it to really get the full impression of what is Windows Phone 8.1.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.